Well, we'd like to say that we are happy to have Jason Mansmith of the Thrasher Opera House with us today, following their groundbreaking on Thursday. And I used the term historic when we were just chatting off air, but really for Green Lake, I mean, you had the mayor there, you had the chamber there, you had Thrasher there, you had Thrasher's board of directors. Really was a moment in history, right?
You bet it was. Our volunteers were there as well. Some of our preferred contractors were there too. So it's just been a really exciting time for us, historic time for us, something that is going to definitely make a difference in the downtown and change the look of what downtown Green Lake is about. But we're doing it for the right reasons, to make sure that people have places to gather and to come enjoy music and to learn about the arts. So so historic for us, and it's we're staying in the same, you know, lane evidently that you know, Charlie Thrasher would like.
Yeah, they even got you to wear a suit coat. Don't know how that's historic in its own right.
I joked that I was still going to wear shorts with a suit coat, but I did not. So,
you know, if you were on television, you could get away with
it. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, and but I guess the one time that I've wore it there, it's fine.
So it's a $3 million project.
Right.
How much of that has been raised?
I would say we're close to about $2.4 million. Mm-hmm. So we're doing very well on that. And we kind of expected that, right? You know, we got enough to get it going, and then we'll finish up here and get that all taken care of. And but, you know, we made a commitment as Thrasher ourselves, right? We've invested money into this program. So, and then the community support has been unreal. So we're excited to be at that number, and we have, you know, no concerns that I don't think we'll not get to 3 million. We will. That will be for sure.
All right. Now I have to ask, because one day I saw some drawings and I think it was on Facebook. It looked like there was some kind of an aquatic element.
Well, that was just a fine April Fool's joke.
Oh, I was going to say, now, how do you maintain the aquatic element throughout the year?
No. That was a little AI fun there. So I took some drawings into the AI and said, hey, can you just put a couple of water slides and a pool in and things like that. So now that was a complete joke, but boy, it tracked really, really, really good on Facebook, and a lot of people commenting, and then they saw the date and were like, yeah, that's what's going on with that. So it was fun.
Okay.
It was fun, but yeah,
I guess I didn't pay attention to the date. So it's like, no, how can they do that?
Yeah. You know, so. No, definitely no aquatic center included with the Thrasher expansion.
All right. Here. So I have to say, you know, Rosendale Brandon out in front of the middle school, high school, they have a detention pond.
Yeah.
And
ducks on that thing?
Right. Not real.
Oh, really?
Some of them are not real. That's what the superintendent
really
told me.
I was curious because I was driving through there one time and I saw that. I'm like, that's a pretty decent sized retention pond in there. And then I'm like, was that a duck?
Yeah. But you'll notice that some of them don't move.
Yeah, so, exactly. You know, well, good. Anyway. Nothing that we've got lined up for Thrasher to kind of mess with people's minds.
All right. So tell us some of the new elements that you will have there.
Yeah, absolutely. So in the current space, you know, where we hold our concerts, that will remain the same, right? We still will continue on and do shows and all those things. People are still able to get to us. We're talking about the space directly to the north, which is currently our bar and, you know, offices and those things. So we're going to be expanding that space. When you come to a show at Thrasher previously, the bar could maybe get 12 people in it and got to serve one person at a time, right? So and you got a full house of 200 people, right? That it takes a while. So we recognized that it was a little bit pinched in there. So now we're going to be expanding that space to incorporate the entire building. Our offices will kind of move to the back of the office space now. But we'll have new ADA accessible restrooms on that side, which is super important for us. We'll have some movable gallery walls. We do a really good thing where we feature local artists, either their, you know, their works or their photography or any one of those kind of things. So that will be there. We'll still continue with our store, which also features local artisans where they can put, you know, their things in there and you know, make a little money on that for them too. And just upgrade the space. And it also does become, you know, another performance space for us mm-hmm. too, right? So if we want to hold, you know, just a small, you know, conversation or a lecture or something like that, or just a you know, little acoustic guitar kind of thing, we have that space to do so. It's completely modular and flexible, which is so important for us. And of course, a bigger bar is going to help us as well too.
Mm-hmm. So what is the construction schedule like?
Yeah, so obviously they began earlier in the week, and they are looking at April of 2027.
Oh. Not an April Fool's joke.
Not an April Fool's joke that I'm aware of currently. Okay. So, but you know, those things can change a little bit. But yeah, we're booking shows already for next year, and you know, it's going to be a great space for us, right? And you know, we got to work through the. It's like moving into a new house, right? You don't know where all the plates are nowadays because you got different cupboard spaces. So it's going to take us a little bit of time to grow into it as well. But I can tell you after the first week of kind of gutting the facility, mm-hmm. they are moving along quick, which is great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was joking with you earlier that you got the perfect weather for the groundbreaking.
We certainly
compared
did.
To earlier this week.
Yeah, we certainly did. Sunshine came out. That was a great moment for us, and we were really happy for it. And all the contractors that we've been working with just been really, really good. They're aware this is a different project because, you know, there's this historic element, but then we're coming into this modern facility. But we're still finding ways to make sure that we're connecting the two, mm-hmm. right? So it's all about memories. And making new memories and having memories and just coming together. So we're very mindful of that. This has been a process that we started in late summer of 2024.
Yeah.
So we've been putting some time in this thing, looking through it, designing it, meeting with architects and all that. So
I remember when news of this first came out, and basically it was I guess what was labeled as a new entrance mm-hmm. for a Thrasher, but it's much more than it's like a doorway into the future, right?
Absolutely it is. And you know, that space that's now currently our parking lot, when you walk by Thrasher and you see the building that's there now, you're like, what's going on there? Looks like a real estate office, right? Nothing. Like, you don't know there's art space stuff going on there. Well, now with the entrance and the parking lot, which now becomes a space to gather in downtown Green Lake, interactive musical instruments outside, a place to sit and have some coffee, right? Those kind of things. It's going to be a really neat space. Sculptures that will be there too. So it really incorporates what the arts is all about for us.
You can pull a food truck in from time to time.
Well, you know, that's a possibility, too. That's, you know, everything I think is probably on the table. So, but, yeah, it's going to be a nice space for us for sure. We're really excited, and we can't thank the people who have, you know, made contributions and donated and supported us along the way. It's just really a great community event and very historic, like you said.
Okay. We got to wrap things up, Jason, but if anything coming up that you want to give a little plug to?
Ooh, yeah, let's see. Well, we got Paul Thorne coming up in a few weeks. Those are sold out, so you're out of luck there. I got the 80s Kids coming in on Thursday, which is going to be a lot of fun. A little bit of an interactive show on that one, too, on mm-hmm. Thursday the 7th. And then Friday the 8th, we're going to show a free film, No Packers, No Life. So this is about the Japanese Packer fans, which is a great documentary. And those directors will be there as well to answer questions afterwards. And then the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele, Jake Shimabukuro, is going to be there coming up on May 9th. So it's still a few tickets available for that.
Don't imagine he sets his ukulele on fire at the end.
Never know. I mean, we've had some fire instruments in there already.
Yeah.
So, Reverend Peyton's big damn band. Breezy plays the washboard and she lights that thing on fire during the show.
So
it wouldn't be a first.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
All right. Well, Jason, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Folks can also catch you in the afternoons from 1 to 5.
I'll be on.
Great day here on WRPN.
Yeah. Appreciate the plug.
So, thanks again.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
That is Jason Mansmith of the Thrasher Opera House. We appreciate him joining us.